This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stressed with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel authenticates 3 financial bills. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the country's economic indicators have shown positive signs during the 1 year of his government's leadership. 2 teenagers found dead after drowning in Babai River of Dang, and over 30 people killed in sectarian clashes in Syria. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel has today authenticated 3 important bills passed by both houses of the federal parliament. With the authentication of these bills as per the constitution of Nepal, the way has now been cleared for their implementation. According to a statement issued by the office of the president, the authenticated bills are the bill to make provisions for the allocation and expenditure of funds from the Federal Consolidated Fund for Services and Operations for fiscal year 2025-26, the bill to implement the financial proposals of the Government of Nepal, and the bill to make provisions regarding the authority to raise national debt. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stated that the country's economic indicators have turned positive during the first year of the current government's tenure. Taking to his social media, the Prime Minister made the claim. He said that national development projects have also started gaining momentum during the period. Prime Minister Oli said the government is about to complete 1 year and economic indicators have turned positive and national development projects have taken pace. He said that with the amendment of laws, the culture of working online has been growing. 2 teenagers who had gone swimming in the Babai River near the Purnadhara waterfall in Dang have been found dead after drowning. The victims, 17-year-old Vidhan KC and 18-year-old Kushal Buramagar of Tulsipur 2, went missing while swimming in the river near the Purnadhara waterfall in Babai rural municipality. According to Chakra Bahadur Shah, spokesperson for the district police office Dang, both were found dead during the police search operations. Spokesperson Saha said as soon as the report for the disappearance was received, a police team including divers was dispatched to the site to carry out the search. President Ramchandra Pawdel has said that the attention should be focused on developing Nepal as an attractive destination for senior tourism. Addressing the National and Special Film Prize and Award distribution ceremony today, President Pawdel said the unique geography of Nepal in itself was naturally a movie studio and added that this could ensure positive contributions to Nepal's cine industry, create employment and develop tourism as well as national economy. The president said that cultural identity, nationality, identities of different ethnic communities, cultures for cultures, stories, music, songs and literature could be strongly expressed through the means of movie. On the occasion, President Pawdel honored writers and director Lakshminath Sharma with Lifetime Achievement Award. Likewise, 11 individuals got special awards and 11 others received National Film Prize. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the government would review the Government Health Insurance Program. Addressing a function organized on the occasion of the 43rd anniversary of the Trivan University Teaching Hospital, TUTH, today, the Prime Minister said that in some cases the insurance facility was found to be misused. According to him, it will be reviewed to ensure that it fulfills its intended purpose and benefits the people meaningfully. The Prime Minister also urged TUTH to intensify its efforts in supporting the government's Healthy Nepal campaign and in delivering quality healthcare services to those in need. Leader of the main opposition party and CPN Maui Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed deep concern over the recent incidents of floods and landslides. Addressing a session of the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament today, the former Prime Minister emphasized that an inter-country disaster information sharing system and international cooperation are necessary to mitigate the risks associated with glacial floods, increased river flows due to river blockages and the Himalayan environment. Similarly, he commented that the people's trust in the government is waning, accusing it of failing to ensure good governance. The leader of the main opposition party stated that not only the general public but also the activists of the ruling parties are dissatisfied with the government's activities. Chair Dahal said that efforts have been made to weaken and halt investigations related to corruption initiated by the previous government since the formation of the government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना #1415# टाइल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has directed Public Service Broadcasting Nepal Television to launch NTV World by the 19th of September. During a visit to Nepal Television in Simhadarbar, he inspected preparations and guided the management. Minister Gurung emphasized that NTV World will play a key role in connecting Nepal with the global audience. He stressed the need to expedite its launch. Communications Secretary Radhika Arial suggested that NTV World's program should reflect Nepal's unique identity and promote the country globally. PSP Nepal Chairman Dr. Mahendra Bista stated that the management is committed to fulfilling NTV World's objectives. He noted that the ministry's support has been vital despite limited resources. Dr. Bista pledged to make NTV World globally competitive. NTV World Chief Dr. Tanko Upreti made a presentation on NTV World's preparatory work focusing on its operational framework, content and creative structure. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Fighting between Bedouin tribes and local fighters in the predominantly Druze city of Suwaidia in southern Syria has killed more than 30 people and injured 100 others. Al Jazeera cited the Syrian Ministry of Interior on Sunday as saying the bloody developments took place between local armed groups and tribes in eastern Suwaidia's Makwash neighborhood. Issuing a statement, the Ministry of Interior confirms that units of its forces in coordination with the Ministry of Defense will intervene directly in the region to resolve the conflict, stop clashes, impose security, prosecute those responsible for the events, and refer them to the competent judiciary. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said on Monday that at least 37 people were killed, 27 of them Druze, including 2 children. Sunday's clashes are the first outbreak of deadly violence in the area since fighting between members of the Druze community and security forces killed dozens of people in April and May. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly to mostly cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places of the remaining provinces. There is also chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places in Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Light to moderate rain or snowfall is likely to occur at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Portal authenticates three financial bills. Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli says the country's economic indicators have shown positive signs during the one-year of his government's leadership. Two teenagers found dead after drowning in Babai River, Abdang, and over 30 people killed in sectarian clashes in Syria. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.